Welcome back, listeners, to Sandman Stories Presents, a folklore podcast where I read you to sleep or until the next story. I'm your host, Dustin. Today we are back in the Book of Ecuadorian Folklore, written down by Mario Conde. A big thank you to him for letting me record these stories. In the first story, we learn about the origin of biting insects, and in the second story, from deep in the Amazon, we learn about how the shower women learn to grow crops. Okay, let's begin. Wings of Ash. Long, long ago, toucans were human, just like you and me. They lived together in clearings in the jungle, where they built houses and fished. But demons lived there too, demons who fed upon the toucans. One day, a courageous toucan went down to the water alone. There, in the dense underbrush, a demon ate him and disguised himself as the man. It was getting late, and the toucan's wife was waiting for him to return. When her husband came home, she noticed that his feet were larger than normal. Immediately, she realized that it was a demon, and that it had eaten her husband.
"Here, take this. It's meat for dinner," said the evil spirit to the wife, offering her the smoked body of her husband.
The woman did not want to cook her husband's flesh. But the imp insisted that she feed her children, who were crying from hunger. Quickly, she thought of a trick to escape.
"I'll need water to cook this meat," she told the demon, handing him a clay pot. "Go and get some from the river."
The demon left and came back with a full pot. The woman then asked for another, and then another. On the third trip, taking advantage of the demon's carelessness, she took her two children and went to the house of the toucan man.
"Please help me. A demon has killed my husband and wants us to eat him now. We managed to escape, but he is coming after us."
Immediately, the male toucans prepared their palm spears. The demon came quickly.
"Is the mother of my children here?"
"Yes, she's in that room," said the toucans.
The door was so small that the demon ducked to enter. As the demon walked in, the toucans stabbed him with their spears. They gathered the wood and set him on fire.
"It makes no difference if you kill me," said the demon as he died. "My children will rise from the ashes."
In fear, the toucans collected the ashes, wrapped them in banana leaves, and ordered a young boy to cast them into the river. But the boy was curious and opened the leaves. Out flew the world's first crane flies, horse flies, and mosquitoes that have plagued us ever since. The end. Okay, and story number two, the shower goddess of the earth. Long, long ago in the jungles of Ecuador, food for the shower natives depended on the women who had the gift of harvesting a chakra, or crops. Some of the women were born with this natural power called paju, for harvesting, while others inherited it from their rukamama, or grandmother. But most of them did not have this ability, and that is why their families starved. It was like that until one day a community marriage celebration of a young couple took place. In their tradition, it was the man who cleared the land and prepared it so that the woman could grow a good chakra of yucca, also called manioc. After a while, once the plants ripened, the wife had to harvest them. Yet, when this young lady dug and dug, she only filled one basket. With patience, the husband cleared the land again, and the wife planted yucca. But again, she only harvested one basket. This time, the husband became angry.
"What kind of a wife are you? You can't even harvest the crops."
Humiliated, she left the hut and ran deep into the jungle until she came to the riverbank. Through her tears, she watched as the current brought down floating peanuts, yucca, and banana peels. She hoped to find more food and started to walk upstream. After walking some distance, she saw a house surrounded by a huge piece of land. She crept closer, excited at the sight of such a beautiful place. On that piece of land, the crops were well developed
and growing in front of her eyes. It had everything: yucca, bananas, sugarcane, sweet potatoes, peanuts. She began to harvest the yucca when a woman appeared.
"Come here, woman," the owner said. "Are you the woman that can't cultivate a good chakra?"
"Yes, that is me," she answered, ashamed. "I work really hard, but the land doesn't grow enough for our family."
"Can you see that little girl lying in the hammock?" the lady asked.
"Since you are unhappy, I'll give you this little girl. You'll have to take good care of her and never leave her alone. In return, when you need food, you tell her, 'Sing now,' and your land will be ready to harvest."
Walking back home, the woman was happy to be with the little girl, who was in fact Nunkui, the shower goddess of harvest.
Noon had passed. Suddenly, the wife heard from a distance that her husband was returning from hunting. Again, he would find no food and get angry.
"Sing now," the wife ordered the little girl.
Nunkui started to sing. "We tre, we tre, we tre."
That instant, the wife saw the soil around her hut was changed into a beautiful plot of land, filled with peanuts, yucca, and banana trees. Grateful, she started to harvest the yucca, filling the basket with only one plant, and she ran to her husband to show him. From then on, whenever the wife needed something to eat for her family or for the rest of the community, she would take the little girl to the chakra. While she was planting seeds, the little girl would sing, "We tre, we tre, we tre," and immediately the crops would grow and ripen. All was happiness. But one day, the wife went to the chakra and left the little girl with her sons. The little ones were playing and being mischievous. They threw ashes into the Nunki's eyes. The little girl started to cry and sank down into the earth. When the wife came back, Nunki had totally disappeared. Her beautiful singing disappeared with her and was never heard again. However, not even the wife or her family got hungry again. The wife had learned the song of the shower goddess of the earth. "We tre, we tre, we tre." And thanks to her singing, the soil now produced for everyone. That is how the shower woman obtained their paju, or natural powers, for harvesting chakras. The end. Pero te extraño, como te extraño. Oh, I love the stories of why biting insects or bad things come to be. There's a Vietnamese story about the origin of mosquitoes that I hope to cover someday. There's also a lot of stories of changelings from the Amazon, people meeting demons and the demons becoming the people. And so hopefully I'll be able to cover those someday as well. Maybe on the upcoming Sandman After Dark special Patreon. And the second story. I was disappointed when the woman left the little girl at home and the boy threw ashes in her eyes. But the story does a good job of explaining gender roles and crop importance and all that. So it's a nice way to see how people live. I love these stories, and I am so thankful to be able to read them to you. And the podcast shout out is to the Vocal Fries Podcast. Hosts Carrie and Megan are deep in the world of linguistics and language. They also care deeply about the people and want to see marginalized voices not be silenced through discrimination. Also, they know that having two women as hosts will drive jerks who care more about who is talking than what is said crazy. Also, if you listen to me long enough, you'll know that my show has vocal fry and people like it. So if you're a person that complains about vocal fry, you might want to think why. So if you want to learn about cool voices, vocal discrimination, and how young women often lead language change, go ahead and give them a listen. And if you like their show as much as I do, go and give them a rating, a like, and a review. And the listener shout-out is to Žalec, Slovenia. From the Wikipedia, Žalec was attested in written sources as Sachsenburg and Sachsenveld in 1182, and as Sachsenveld in 1232, and Sachsenfeld in 1256. The medieval German names are based on folk etymology from the Slovene name, probably from the genitive of the plural form of Zalci. This, in turn, was based on the personal name, Zal, and could mean descendants of Schall. In modern German, the settlement was known as Sachsenfeld.
Its territory has been part of many different states. The Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, the Carolingian Empire, the Holy Roman Empire, the Kingdom of Hungary, the Republic of Venice, the Illyrian provinces of Napoleon's First French Empire, the Austrian Empire, and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Today it is best known for growing hops and being between Austria and Croatia. It looks like a pretty little sleepy town area, and of course I would like to visit. This is my first time ever attempting Slovene. I should probably listen to more episodes of Slasvice, so bear with me. To my listeners in Šalec, I say, Hvala in lacho noc. Thank you, and good night.